Degrees in Mainly Sunny, I'm Dan Canatero with 91X News. A Loyalist College practical nurse student was one of two women involved in a collision on the 401 yesterday. 23-year-old Shayna Harrison from Oshawa died yesterday morning after her car was struck by a second vehicle traveling westbound on the eastbound lanes of the 401 between Trenton and Belleville. The driver of the second vehicle, 23-year-old Coron Howe, also died in the accident. The college is offering counseling for anyone in need of the service. Grief counselors have been called after an unfortunate collision killed 11 people in southwestern Ontario yesterday. Perth County Chief Bill Hunter says firefighters are a close-knit group and they will deal what happened around themselves on the inside.
They've seen a lot, and we're going to do our best to help them through this. Everybody copes in a different manner. So it's not a one-size-fits-all fix after seeing something like that.
A lengthy RCMP investigation has led to charges being laid against two Saskatchewan parents accused of causing a serious injury to their toddler son. The investigation began in December 2010. The file has been submitted to the Crown to come up with appropriate charges.
Well, had to be interviewed as well. There was an extensive amount of medical information that was put forward, and we submitted this file to the Crown for review, at which time they reviewed the file, and because of the information provided, took a while to go through and come up with the appropriate charges.
An 89-year-old Catholic priest and former teacher is facing sex-related charges dating back to 50 years. Police in Saskatoon say two separate encounters allegedly occurred in 1959 and 1960 and involved two 14-year-old teenagers. The accused was a priest and a teacher at the high school and the teens attended. William Hodgson Marshall is charged with two counts of indecent assault. He is currently in custody in Kingston, Ontario. Star Trek icon William Shatner has been named the host of the upcoming Juno Awards in Ottawa. CTV made the announcement this morning as the nominees were revealed. City and Color, Dan Mangan, Drake, Feast, Headley, and Nickelback lead Juno's nominations with four nods apiece. Nickelback and Headley will also make an appearance as they are among Juno nominations. Toronto roots rock outfit Blue Rodeo will also perform on the same event that the veteran band is being inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame. Canadian country singer Johnny Reid is up for a single of the year at this year's Juno Awards. The single is named Let's Go Higher from his album A Place Called Love.
Just when I feel I've reached the moon, you look at me and say, let's go higher, let's go higher.
That's 91X News to 203. Here's John Boldrick with sports.
It looks like the kids in the hall will be broken up once again. The Edmonton Oilers have announced that forward Ryan Nugent-Hopkins will be out 7 to 10 days with a sprained shoulder. The rookie forward didn't take a shift after being on the receiving end of a hit from Toronto Maple Leafs forward Mike Brown early in the third period of last night's game. Nugent-Hopkins had just returned to the Oilers lineup on Saturday after missing time with a shoulder injury. The news just keeps getting worse for the New York Knicks. Star forward Carmelo Anthony is expected to miss at least a week with a sprained right groin. Anthony suffered the injury in the Knicks' 99-88 win over the Utah Jazz. The Knicks were without Amari Stoudemire, who is mourning the death of his brother. The NBA will be mixing things up a bit this year's All-Star weekend. This time around, the teams for the Rising Stars Challenge will be made up of both rookies and sophomores. Furthermore, the players will be drafted by each team's general manager, former players Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal, respectively. The pool of players will be announced on February 24th. It looks as though one of the NFL's most free-spirited players may be calling it quits, again. Adam Schefter of ESPN is reporting that Ravens running back Ricky Williams is planning on retiring. Williams, a former Heisman Trophy winner, assumed a backup role in Baltimore this past season. Over his 13-year career, Williams also played for the Miami Dolphins, New Orleans Saints, and the CFL's Toronto Argonauts. That's sports. Here's Dan Canatero with 91X Weather.
It's cloudy with 30% chance of flurries near noon. clearing this afternoon. Temperature steady near zero. It's 0 degrees. I'm Dan Canatero with Johnny Boldrick. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of New Music Mondays, all Monday long on Quiddy's New Rock Source, 91X.
I'm looking at you through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. Oh God, it feels like forever, but no one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. How do you feel? That is the question. But I forget you don't expect an easy answer. When something like a soul becomes initialized and folded up like paper dolls and little notes, you can't expect a bit of hope. So while you're outside looking in, describing what you see, remember what you're staring at is me. Cause I'm looking at you through the glass, don't know how much time has passed. All I know is that it feels like forever. No one ever tells you that forever feels like home. Sitting all alone inside your head. How much is real? So much to question.